This is Finn's Natural History, where we explore botany, zoology, all that stuff. You probably know the drill by now, honestly. Do I really have to repeat that every time? Please don't tell me I have to. Please? Right. So, to the topic at hand. In this episode, I am not. Okay. My plan is not going to work due to technical difficulties. Let's try this again. This is Finn's Natural History, where we explore botany, zoology. You just heard that. You don't want to hear that again. Do you? Do you? Whatever. Bothering nonsense. So, we're going to talk about my thoughts on dinosaurs. So, my thoughts on dinosaurs are... Dinosaurs were feathered, and over the shock people, they were. Just take that in right now. Okay, I'm going to have 5 seconds of silence where you imagine T-Rex with fuzzy feathers. Okay? Yeah. Right, that's over. So, dinosaurs had feathers. I'm probably going to include a link to several great websites with photos of dinosaurs. And in case for those of you who thought, oh, but we can't have dinosaurs all cute and fluffy. These are dinosaurs. They should be big and scary. Feathers do not make something cute and fluffy. If you think that, I don't want to say get off this podcast, because frankly, I need all the support I can get right now. Consider broadening your worldview. I'm just going to put it that way. Should I really be insulting people in my first episode? No, probably not. Whoops-a-daisy. Oh, whatever. So, I think dinosaurs are feathered. I know dinosaurs are feathered. I believe most dinosaurs were, due to the new family tree which has come out. I do not know if that is correct or if it is not. I am not, in case you hadn't noticed, not a trained zoological professor. I'm a 10-year-old kid. For those of you who just stopped listening, for those of you who just continued listening, thank you! A big round of appreciation. I'm using these great hand gestures, but you can't see them. Whatever. Moving on. Yeah, dinosaurs were feathered. It doesn't mean they weren't scary. Dinosaurs are most closely related to crocodiles. And birds. They're actually... I think, like, T-Rex's closest living relative is, like, a chicken. Yeah. Yeah, we'll work on that. I may release the bird lineage episode at a later date. So... Oh, gosh. What was I going to do? Oh, man. Oh, dear. Okay, now I remember. I just listened to that episode over again, and I now know what to say. So, dinosaurs were feathered, dinosaurs were big and scary, you just heard that. Whatever. I really do use that probably more than I should. Well, it's an easy excuse to get out of talking to you. Whoever you are, you could be anyone. This is kind of a weird media form for me. I'm probably going to be very hesitant in it. So just get used to it. Right now, I am actually looking. You don't know it, but I just swiped down through my notification bar. And I have a YouTube notification on Archaeopteryx, and that's something I want to talk about. So, Archaeopteryx, I think one of them was found in Solnhofen at a time when, it was alive at a time when Europe was basically a series of small islands. Just think of the Bahamas, if, if you can make that comparison. If not, just think of a bunch of little tropical islands out in the middle of, pretty much nowhere. Because, we might do an episode on tectonic plates or whatever. This will probably mostly be about paleontology, for those of you disappointed. I might release, like, 3 different episodes at a time, one on one subject, one on another. For those of you who are just listening to this for a specific subject, that might be in your future. So, be thrilled. Be thrilled. But this is about paleontology. For now. So, yes, Archaeopteryx. So we have reason to believe it was not the best of flyers. If any, it was probably a glider. It could have been capable of powered flight, maybe. There are a couple of disputing things on that topic. And I think there are widely believed to be 2 different kinds. Archaeopteryx solnhofeni. If anyone wants to do some research on any of the things I talk about and put it in the comments, that would be just about capital. Yeah, pretty spectacular. So, yes, it had feathers, which was one of its major defining characteristics. It also had teeth, which was another one of its major defining characteristics. It made Archaeopteryx Archaeopteryx. In other words, it made it first. Oh my gosh, that was about to sound so majestic until I realized I forgot what the second part of its name was. It's like first feather, or first flight, or first bird, whatever. That's how they knew it was the first bird. It probably wasn't the first bird, but that's how they knew it was a very early bird. It had teeth. Except it wasn't, because it probably lived in late Jurassic, early Cretaceous. So, yeah. Then there was one other species that I think it was like Archaeopteryx lindbergi? That's really not it, is it? Gosh. Point is, my conger tails are making noise right now, so I'll go. Okay, they're really making noise right now. They just flew around. Not sure if you caught that, but if you did, that's great. We're really rambling on, aren't we? We probably need to be more organized. That will come, hopefully, in short order. Yeah. I have, like, no show notes, no research. I'm recording this on the first day of my podcasting career. And the second day, I have devoted any thought to the subject whatsoever. So, kind of taken aback by this, it must be said. Yeah. So, Archaeopteryx. You might not be able to hear them, but Archaeopteryx is one of the closest living relatives, closest dead relatives, of the things that are sitting in their cage right now, happily feasting. In other words, cockatiels. Yeah. Round of applause. That's a really sad round of applause. Oh, gosh. Point is, woohoo, cockatiels, I love you. Just checking sure, making sure you know that. Yeah. Sorry if the round of applause was not as big as expected. Okay, back to Archaeopteryx. So, the reason I think it was not the first bird, and again, it probably wasn't, well, yes, the reason I think it was not the first bird is because there is a book out there called Field Guide to the Birds of the Mesozoic Era. You can find it on Amazon for a very nice price. I'm actually considering buying it. It's about, like, $10, $14, $7. It's in that neighborhood. I think there's one for, like, $700. Yeah. It might be a very nice copy. Who knows? If you want, if feel like a professional bird collector. Sorry, that's just me tossing the mirror back and forth. Stop doing that. You're a professional podcaster. No, no, you're not. This is your first day of podcasting. So, yes. Yeah. Archaeopteryx. So, Toothbird had teeth, had a beak. Note that teeth and a beak are not necessarily mutually exclusive. You'll see several examples of that going on. So, yes, teeth, a beak, feathers, feathers on the tail, feathers on the wings. Probably not capable of powered flight. Two different species, widely recognized. So there might be three. I really ought to be more up to date with current science. Oh, poor, poor me. Yeah. That's Archaeopteryx. Now let's talk about Microraptor. Drumroll, please. Again, a sad drumroll. So Microraptor was basically this little feathered squirrel type thing. Which is little, probably used its wings like hands, like clamber up trees. So, and then it could probably, push off and glide in Planet Dinosaur, I think, like episode 3, Feathered Dragons. They have a great scene of a Microraptor flying off from another predatory dinosaur, or another predatory avian species. And then some great footage of that same avian species, doing some pretty deadly stuff. It's, quite awesome. I would include a link, but, well, I said earlier in this I was gonna include a link. I probably lied. I might include a link, like, later in, like, a year or so. But, yeah. Wait, speaking of which, I record this on March 17th. Not March 26th. Why did I think it was March 26th? I do not know. yeah, I record this on March 17th. It will probably go up on March 17th. It might be taken down on March 17th. Gosh, who knows? There's a whole world full of possibility. So, yes. Microraptor, little squirrel thing. Basic anatomy, similar to Archaeopteryx. Like, 10 people are going to belabor me in the comments for that. for being similar to Archaeopteryx, I mean. But in basic anatomy, it was. It really was. So, yeah, that's Microraptor, the little squirrel thing. I guess this is really turning into, like, a compendium of interesting feathered dinosaurs I know enough about to put in my first unresearched episode. Well, my first actual episode, which just happens to be unresearched, maybe is a better way of putting that. Yeah, right. What else? I can't think of anything else to put in this, so that will probably conclude this episode. I'm just gonna let this be like a little hint of what's going to come. And, yeah, I'll put this up in a few seconds. Okay, bye-bye! This is Finn Hayes' Natural History Podcast. Bye.